to Proverbs chapter number 27. And if there's anybody else secretly that can sing, let me know. Amen. That was a blessing. Proverbs chapter 27. And, preach a message this morning, a subject the Lord put on my heart earlier this week when I was doing our daily Bible reading. That's the best place to get things from the Lord is reading your Bible. Amen. Not on Facebook. Amen. Get a word of the day. It needs to be from the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 27, and look with me in verse number 1 and 2 if you found your place. Amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 1 and verse number 2. The Bible said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips." This is a proverb that everybody should be reading tomorrow. Today's the 26th, tomorrow's the 27th. If you read a daily proverb, this one will come up again in the morning. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. I want to say as a way of introduction into this message, and I want to preach on this idea of boast not thyself. But I want to say that it is foolish to boast anytime. Not just about boasting on what's coming tomorrow, but we're gonna briefly look at that, but I'm not preaching on necessarily boasting about what's coming tomorrow. We'll mention a few things on that, but just boasting, period, is a very foolish thing to do. Because you don't have it all figured out. And you don't know what all the answers are. We live in a society today that they think they've got it all figured out. And if you don't know, you can go to the internet to figure it out. And you can Google it. And we have no need for God. There's other countries that they don't have those luxuries of being able to go look something up. And all they have is God. If it wasn't for Him, they'd have absolutely nothing. And you know what? I'm almost jealous of them sometimes. Because they don't have access to all this knowledge and all these things and wisdom and knowledge and all these things that the internet and the world has to offer. And we've got people today that are so arrogant, they're so prideful, and they boast so much, and they don't need God. We started off earlier saying He's all I need. She sang just a moment ago about Jesus Christ being the only peace that we need. And that is absolute truth. It's a foolish thing to boast about anything. The word boast means to brag or vaunt oneself, to make a vanity-filled display in speech or of one's worth or property or actions. Just being boastful about what they know, being boastful about what they can do, and they've got it all figured out. And we're living in a generation today that has it all figured out. They think they do. They think they've got it all figured out. This Roe v. Wade thing got changed, and people are losing their absolute mind. They think they got it all figured out. Boast not thyself. Boast not thyself. We're living in an age today, and I imagine it's always been that way with mankind because Solomon had to write about it in Proverbs chapter 27 to his son. Man's been dealing with this problem a long time. This book is just as relevant today as it was when it was written back in Solomon's day when he wrote to his son. People are so confident and they're so prideful. I'm going to mention this again, but we're in what they call Pride Month. Pride Month. Amen. My HR department at work loves me so much, I sent them some Bible verses for Pride Month. I mean, I've got to take the classes anyway. Might as well add to it. To boast means to brag or vaunt oneself. I just mentioned that. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Young people think they've got it all figured out. They've got all the answers. The word boast shows up 20 times in 19 verses in your Bible. The word boasting shows up 9 times in 9 verses. And the word boasting show up 1 time in 1 verse. And we're going to look at that one before we're said and done. But I want to consider just a few verses on this subject. And I'm going to preach on this idea of boasting. If you can turn with me very quickly, we'll look at a couple of them. But we're not going to turn to all of them for sake of time. But Psalms chapter number 49. The book of Psalms, chapter 49. I'm just going to show you the ones in the book of Psalms and maybe keep you there. And we might go look at the book of James here in just a moment. But Psalms, chapter number 49. And look at some of these verses that talk about boasting. I just mentioned that it's mentioned several times. As a matter of the word boasting 30 times in the Bible. We're not going to look at all those verses, but almost every one of them is a negative thing about boasting. People that boast about different things. Psalms chapter 49 and verse number 6. If you found your place there, would you say amen? Psalms chapter 49 and verse number 6. The Bible says, "They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a reason for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever." Somebody that would boast about their wealth and boast about how much money they have, that can go away tomorrow. You cannot count on that. You can't be boastful about those kind of things. If God's blessed you with some finances and He's blessed you with riches, praise God, give to missions, tithe, help other people, give God the glory, but don't bank on that for trying to make it. I went to a Catholic funeral last week up in Pell City, and I watched all, it was a full Catholic mass, and I preached at a Catholic funeral last year, and they didn't do the full mass. They just did partial things in the mass. But this one was a full Catholic funeral mass. And man, I tell you, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. People going up and down, up and down, up and down. Say, what'd you do? I just stayed down. Amen. I probably needed to do some up and downs, but I just stayed down. But you know, there's people, and I've heard about it in other countries, and I'm sure it's here too. They're trying to buy their way to heaven. They're trying to buy their way to heaven. They try to buy their loved ones out of purgatory. You cannot do it. You don't need to boast in your riches. So what are you getting at, preacher? I'm saying today that there's people that is their security, is that paycheck. That is their security, is the things that they own and their wealth, and that's the thing they hold on to. And you hear of people sometimes that end up committing suicide or killing themselves. You find out they lost their job. They lost their security. But I want to tell you this morning, my security is in Christ. Amen. It's not in a paycheck. And I appreciate jobs and appreciate God blessing me with those things and the money. But I realize that that's not where my hope lies. And I'm not going to boast in the money, boast in all those things. Were we to boast in Christ? Ephesians chapter 2, don't turn there, verse 8 through 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You're going to be saved, you're not going to be saved by works. It's not going to happen, lest any man should boast and say, "Look what I've done." Amen? And there's people trying to do that same thing today. Look at Psalms chapter 94, you're there in Psalms. Psalms chapter 94. Psalms chapter 94 and verse number 4. The Bible said, "Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph?" That's verse number 3. Verse number 4. "How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves." You know, I want to ask the same question, especially during Pride Month. How long, O Lord, are they going to continue to boast about these things? Amen? If you're a man and you won in a women's swimming contest, I wouldn't tell anybody. Why would you boast about that? Good job, you beat a girl. You want us to pat you on the back and congratulate you? Amen? You say, what is it? It's boasting in iniquity, boasting in sin. That's what all of June is, to magnify iniquity, to magnify sin, and to brag about it and boast about it. Thank the Lord for Florida's governor. Amen? absolute wickedness. There's people that boast and brag about it. There's Christians that will sin, they'll get into sin, and they don't care about posting it all over social media to let everybody see their sin. What is it? They're boasting in iniquity. It ought not to be that way for a child of God. Look at what I've done. Look at what I've accomplished. Look at what I can get away with. Look at Psalms chapter 97 and verse number 7. Y'all still with me? It'll get better. Psalms chapter 97 and verse number 7. Boast not thyself. Psalms chapter 97 and verse number 7. The Bible says, confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. People boasting about these idols and things. We got a television show called American, what? Idol. All this, our world today. Now listen, I've been over to Israel. I've been to Jerusalem. And they actually have figurines. They're bowing down and worshiping. They're worshiping what the casket where they believe David's in there, King David. They're worshiping all these things. But I tell you, all over the world, we have a set of idols in America that people are boasting themselves of. There's people bragging about going to a country music concert and bragging about going to Rock the South. They're bragging about doing all these things. They're boasting in idols. Look who I saw. Look who I met. Look at the concert I went to. Just boasting over and over again about sin and boasting about idols. Alabama worships a pigskin. And most of the Southeast does. Matter of fact, over in 2 Corinthians, I believe, or 1 Corinthians, it talks about a dumb idol. A dumb idol is one that doesn't speak. And there's people that worship that thing. I love watching football. I enjoy it. I don't worship it. I don't worship it. There's people that worship those things, and they boast about it, and they brag about it. And you say, what's wrong with all this? What's wrong is Christ is not magnified. That's what's wrong, is that Christ is not magnified. Listen, I've led into many a conversations with football. But I want to turn that thing around so quickly to ask them where they're going to spend eternity, because Alabama football is not going to take them to heaven. People boast and all kinds of things. And there's a lot more verses we could look at, but I want to get to something here in just a moment. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14. Don't turn to that one either. You can write it down if you want to. Proverbs 25, 14. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. That's your average preacher. It is. In the average church, on television, on social media. These guys, if it wasn't for social media, they wouldn't have a platform. Now listen, there's some guys that I think use it for good. And they don't have a huge following. But these guys that have millions of followers, they're like a cloud without rain. They want to boast about all that they know and these gifts that they so-called have from the Lord and all these things, and there's nothing there. And if it is, it's not from the Lord. We ought not to boast. There's people that magnify themselves. They magnify their idols. They magnify their sin. They boast. They brag. They go on and on and on about all these things that we're mentioning here. And you know what's sad? Christ is not magnified. Who gets the glory? When there's boasting involved, who gets the glory? Hold your place in Psalms just anywhere, because we'll be back there in a minute. And go to Romans chapter number 11. I'm just going to slide this one in here. Romans chapter number 11. Romans chapter number 11 is God giving to Paul instructions, and Paul giving them to us on God's plan with the nation of Israel. Romans chapter number 10. He starts off with, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God, to God, for Israel's, that they might be saved. And then he explains God's program. And I'm going to get into some of this in Sunday school, so I'm not going to go into it deep right here. But chapter 11 describes how Israel's being put on the shelf. They're taken out of the tree, and we're grafted in, but then God's going to take us back out, and He's going to put Israel right back into it. And I know some of you don't understand some of that, but we'll go over to Sunday school, so come to Sunday school. Romans chapter 11 and verse number 18. But I say, chapter 11, verse 18. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. You know what he's telling them? To boast not themselves against Israel. All the people that believe that the church replaced Israel, that's what they're doing. We have taken, we have become Israel, God's through with Israel, and they're doing exactly what he told them not to do. Don't boast about those things. Amen? That's just a side note in the message. Boast not against the branches. Boasting never makes a man any greater in the esteem of others. Have you ever met somebody that went on and they were boasting about something? Boasting about a sin, boasting about an idol, boasting about their wealth, boasting about their riches. I mean, they just went on and on about it. Did you ever look at that person and like, man, I'm going to esteem them a lot higher now? Christians do it every day. Every day. It doesn't improve his bodily or spiritual condition by boasting. It doesn't make anything better. I'm sure you've heard it said before, don't tell me, show me. Amen? Don't tell me how great you are. Go do something for God. And let somebody else talk about how great you are. That's what the verse says. Let man brag as he will, he's none the greater. The Bible talked about there in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, that we should not boast thyself of tomorrow. People have all kind of plans. They've got all kind of things that they think they want to do. But I'm telling you, tomorrow is a thing that we've not yet obtained. It's not something that we've grasped yet. And because of that, it would be a foolish thing to boast about all the things we're going to do. It's a foolish thing to do that. Because tomorrow's not here yet. We may never get tomorrow. We may never reach tomorrow. What are you doing today? What are you doing for God today? Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Well, I've got a job, and I've got these idols, and I've got all these things, and I've got all these plans, and I will serve God when I get the chance. Ask somebody that's laying on their deathbed that was a child of God, and they'll tell you almost 100% of them, I wish I would have done more for God. But I had all these plans, and all these things, and all these jobs, and all this money, and all these idols. It's extremely foolish to glory in tomorrow. Tomorrow comes from God, and we have no right to glory in tomorrow. We have no right to glory in it at all. Look at James chapter number 4. Y'all okay? All right, James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. And verse number 13. James chapter 4 and verse number 13. The Bible says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your what? Your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is a sin. James is addressing those who plan to live their lives without any thought or any regard for what the will of God is, for what the work of God is. They're planning on going. They're planning on working, buying, selling, going on vacation, going on trips, and doing all these things and taking no regard for what God wants for their life. Boast not thyself. There are many today who are living their life as practical atheists. Say, Brother Andrew, I never would tell anybody that I'm an atheist. Does anybody here say, yeah, I'm an atheist? Amen. I don't think you would say that. But what I mean by this is that while you may profess a belief in God, you live your life as if He doesn't exist at all. We just live our life every day like God, like He's not even real. Like He doesn't even exist. There's nothing wrong with making plans, setting goals, thinking about the future, but it ought to be, what is the will of God? What does He want for my life? And it does not need to be, how can I gain more riches? The problem comes when we as a child of God begin to fill our date book and we begin to fill our life up with things and plans without ever considering God and what He wants. When I was studying this message, I came across something I thought was neat. There was a time when Christians used to sign letters and correspondence with the initials DV at the very end of the letter. The Methodist Church actually would put it on their letters and posters or flyers for advertisements. They would put DV at the bottom. It stands for Deo Volenti, and it means God willing. They would sign that at the bottom of everything, God willing. And it would be nice if our life as a Christian, everything that we did, we would end it with God willing. If God would will it. And you know, I think that we would make changes on some things that we would do if we included God in the plans. Because there's just some things that you know God's not willing. There's certain things that we do that we don't want God involved in because we know that He would not be pleased with it. Amen. I read a story where a doctor called one of his patients, and he said, I've got some terrible news. He said, I've got some terrible news, and the patient knew that he was upset, and he goes, man, this must be really, really bad. And the doctor said to the patient, he's like, do you want the good news or the bad news? The patient said, man, this sounds really bad. Give me the good news first. He said, you have 24 hours to live. And he goes, what? That's the good news? I mean, I can't imagine. It's horrible. That's the good news? What's the bad news? He said, I should have told you yesterday. That's not good. So what are you getting at with this whole message? What I'm getting at is we're living our lives every day and saying we're Christians, and saying we believe God. We're saying we trust God. We're saying He's everything. But then we're living like we don't even believe there's a God in heaven. Living for money, living for just ourselves, the sin, the iniquity, the idols, all the things we talked about, all these things that we boast about. When we ought to go through our life as a child of God, just trusting God with absolutely everything. Every plan, every decision we make. Planning is great, but if you plan without praying and asking God, you're making a mistake. You'll make a mistake. There's people that think they know it all. They got it all figured out. Last two places we'll look. Psalms chapter number 34. Psalms chapter number 34. There's a weird spirit in here this morning. I don't know what it is. The devil hates this book, and he hates anybody doing something for God, trying to get their life straightened out. Psalms chapter 34. The pride and arrogance of mankind has always been a problem. It's always been a problem. You know what? we'll take something that God's blessed us with and we'll turn around and take credit for it in a hurry. Talents, money, things. I don't know if it's most now, but I've heard statistics before that a lot of country music singers and these pop singers, they all started off in church with a gift that God gave them. And now they're using it for themselves, boasting about things. I want to finish with this thought and look at two different passages that are boasting. If there's any boasting to be done, it should be done in Christ. Any boasting that we have in our life, it should be magnifying and lifting Christ up. Well, you've done a good job, or you've got a good job, or you've been successful at this thing. Hey, to God be the glory. Not in ourselves. Look what David said here in Psalms chapter 34. This is a psalm that he wrote when he changed his behavior before Abimelech. You remember when he acted like a crazy man? He acted like a wild man? This is when he wrote this passage. And Abimelech sent him away and said, this man's a madman. He's drooling all over himself. David said, I will bless the Lord in verse number 1 at all times. I mean, everything, and everything he says and does, I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. We sang a moment ago, and everybody in here for the most part stood, and you sang out, he's all I need. Do we really believe that this morning? Do we really believe he's all I need? If you were to lose that job tomorrow, is he still all you need? Amen. If a relationship was to go away, is he still all you need? He's all we need. Look at Psalms chapter 44. Psalms chapter 44 and verse number 4. Miss Sarah, if you would come to the piano. Psalms chapter 44 verse 4. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for Jacob. Verse number 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. David said, I'm not going to trust in the bow. I'm not going to trust in the spear. I'm going to put all my trust in God, and my boasting is going to come from him. As a child of God, every time we speak, it ought to be, if the Lord wills, and to God be the glory. We are absolutely nothing without him. Don't let this world convince you and teach you and program you that you're a little God and you don't need God. Don't let them tell you that it's your body, your choice. Don't fall for that. Don't boast in sin. Don't boast for iniquity. God created you. The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. David said, I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to boast in him, and I'm going to realize that all my help comes from him. It doesn't come from anybody else. It doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from the world. It doesn't come from my job. It doesn't come from athletes. It comes from God. And if I boast, I want to boast in him. Why in the world are we trying to do anything without him? Why? You might say, well, I'm not. I'm not doing anything without him. Get up tomorrow and every day and prove it. Prove that he's everything. Prove that he can take care of you. You say you trust him, prove it. Trust him with everything. You say, well, you don't know the circumstance I'm in. God does. Well, you just don't understand. No, no, what I understand is you're boasting in something besides God. I know it's hard to put it that way, but we trust in so many things. Scared to death. The economy, what's going to happen? Gas prices, what's going to happen? I fully trust God. And whatever happens, happens. If he doesn't pay the gas bill, I'm sitting at home. And to God be the glory. Amen. I just have a feeling he's going to take care of whatever needs to be getting taken care of. He's done it over and over and over again. And then when God does do that for you, don't steal his glory. And if you do something great for God, let others speak of it. We read that in Psalms 27:2. Hey, if somebody else wants to say, hey, praise God that you're doing something for the Lord, say, to God be the glory, amen, move on down the road. But you don't need to brag about it. You don't need to boast about it. You don't need to post about it. To God be the glory. Miss Sarah, start playing something if you would. Boast not thyself. Let's all stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. Our words and our heart and our actions need to be, if God will, and to God be the glory. Boast not thyself. Some of you today, if you were to lose your job tomorrow, you would fall absolutely to pieces. I mean, you would lose your mind. You might say, I'm not boasting in my job. If you were to lose it tomorrow, you would lose your mind. Some in a relationship. If you were to lose it tomorrow, you'd lose everything. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is he everything to you? Jesus Christ is made to me all I need, all I need. He alone, nothing else. He alone is all my plea, all I need. He's the treasure of my soul. He hath cleansed and made me whole. Jesus is my all in all. You sang the words earlier. Is he everything to you? Is he precious to you? You know, God's precious to me. You know, one of the reasons he's so precious to me, he's precious because of who he is. But I'm telling you, he's precious to me because he's taken me through things and I can trust him. Things are about to get hard. But I want to tell you this morning, you can trust him. What are you boasting in? Boast not thyself. If you're going to boast, boast in Jesus Christ and him alone. There's still some praying. You remain with your head bowed and eyes closed. Church, I don't preach any of these things to hurt anybody. I'm trying to help you and prepare you for what's to come. And our preparation and our help is going to come from heaven. It's going to come from God, from this book, and nowhere else. The government's handout is not helping. It's going to come from God. Sister Amy sang that beautiful song earlier. I'm so thankful that he can send peace to a troubled heart. Do you trust him? What are you boasting in? Young person, are you boasting in your strength, in your youth, in all the knowledge that you have? You ought to give God some glory and thank him that you're where you're at this morning. People that walk out and they walk away from God, they think they know better. Or maybe they've been hurt and God's not good enough to heal the hurt. I'm telling you, he is good enough to do it. But he's not going to force his will on you. He's not going to make you and force you to trust him. Oh, David said, I'm going to boast on the Lord. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to boast in the Lord. He said, in God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Amen. All right, you can look up here. Appreciate you being good listeners this morning. I pray the message was a help to somebody. Whether it's believed or not, I really do try to pray and study and ask God to give me something to help our church. And 99% of the time, it helps me before it ever makes it to the church. But I want to tell you this morning that He's worthy. And I'm not ashamed to boast about Him. That's going to get harder to do. Amen. When somebody says, man, you got a good job, praise the Lord. Amen. You did a good job. Whatever the case might be, we begin to be filled with pride. That's when we're like the devil. That's when we're like him. He tempted Eve with the fact that if she ate that fruit and had a conscience given to her, that she would be like God's, knowing good and evil. And ever since then, man has been wanting to boast in something. Amen. These athletes get paid all these millions of dollars and they score a touchdown and they're doing all these crazy dances like they've done something. Amen. What are you doing for God? Amen. May He be lifted up. May He be praised forever. Let Him get the glory out of your life. Boast not thyself. Amen. Brother Stephen, would you close us out in prayer, brother?